Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi babes, and welcome to this episode of The Final Frontier with me, Tia Coffey. Now, as you may have noticed in some of the past episodes, I don't necessarily always get my facts straight. We're not here for accuracy, we're here for our own amusement, which makes me the Daily Mail of the podcast world. Now, on this episode, we have got an all-round icon. She's a trans activist, she is an actor, she is a social media tour de force, that was French, it's Charlie Craggs. We good to go? Okay, we're just going to start.
I love starting.
Because as I warn everyone, this is not a real podcast. I just talk and we have a nice conversation.
I think that's what a podcast is, Tia Coffey.
Oh yeah, good to know.
You're welcome.
Thank you for updating me on all things podcast. How are you? Let's start there.
I'm all right. I'm hot.
Yes,
like,
you
hot
are.
As in like hot. Like, I just feel like very bizarrely dressed. I like had to go to Harrods for a blowout. I've never had a blowout in my life. And I literally walked in there and my dress is just riding up. And I've got this, I just felt really like stupid. I don't know, like this is getting deeper than I meant. It is like actually deep. Like, I was like, I feel really poor, but also, and I was like, they 100% think I'm a sex worker, which is fine. I would be flattered if people paid for sex for me. But yeah, and I was just like, I feel gross. Anyway, so I feel really hot. And my hair has just been blow dried and I just feel like, yeah, I just feel a mess. I don't know why I'm saying this. Why am I saying so much?
You're saying it because they've been judgmental, but you're okay because this is a safe space.
This is a safe space. Also, you look so good.
You look so good.
No, you look really good.
No, but
I've just been to Harrods and you look better than me.
No, bouncy. You're giving very bouncy blowout energy.
It was like wavy before I left and it's literally getting just like curly now, like because my hair is so curly, like a bit of moisture in the air and it's...
Yeah, but you have nice like... bouncy curls.
I look like Tracy Beaker.
And I look like Justine Littlewood.
Literally, we always say, we're like, we should have done that for Student Pride.
Oh my gosh, there's still time. Why am I not giving Justine Littlewood right now?
Well, you could be. This could be what she's doing.
You don't know what she's doing now.
She's gone blonde and she is a stripper. In a gay club.
I'm giving Justine Littlewood the queer stripper.
And I'm giving executive realness Tracy Beaker.
Tracy Beaker goes to Harrods.
Tracy Beaker becomes Cam's agent. Mm-hmm. Was that Cam like a writer, I feel like?
Cam was a writer, yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like, yeah, this is... Also, it's quite like on brand for Tracy Beaker to be hot. Do you remember when she wore the big jumper to impress Cam that day?
Just a warm person.
That's how I feel right now.
Isn't Jacqueline Wilson cancelled now, though?
I'm the one pushing for that because her Instagram, whoever runs her Instagram, idiot, put out a call the other day like saying, hey, drop any questions you have for Jacqueline Wilson below and we'll like send them to her for a chance. And I was like, hey, girl, so my question is, in 2019, why did you say in an article with The Independent written by Olivia Petter, who fucking had me on her podcast, do you know what I mean? Like, and then like stabbed me in the back. Anyway, asking, like platforming Jacqueline Wilson being like, these trans kids are lobbing their cocks off, like quote, like just really like, as well as just like phobic, it's also just wrong. Like, cause kids aren't doing that. You literally have to be 18 to have surgery in the UK. And you'd be very, very lucky if you were 18 and able to have surgery, if you have a family that support you and like, you know, have the financial means, or even if you've been in the NHS system, it's just not going to be possible that soon. Like, do you know what I mean? So it just really annoyed me, that article. So yes, Jacqueline Wilson, no.
So we're just going to take the rights to Tracy Beaker and make it our own.
It's kind of similar to Harry Potter. Like, I'm not mad at people who... like Harry Potter, like people love it. Mm. In the same way, like I love Drag Race, there's people who, like even people we know, who like are like, no, RuPaul is evil. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry, but like RuPaul's Drag Race literally saved my life. So I don't care. I'm just going to watch it. Like, and it's the same with Harry Potter, the same with anything good. That I don't know. For me, I'm just like, you know what? It's not that deep. We're all going to die soon. So just enjoy what you can. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's really, yeah.
Did you, were you a Harry Potter fan?
No.
No?
I'm pretty, so no, I didn't have to be.
Well, I was.
No, the joke. And I actually did like, I feel like I was very lucky that a lot of the things that have come out to be transphobic down the line or homophobic, I was just never into those things anyway. So like, I was just like, oh, it's no loss to me. I've seen like one Harry Potter film maybe. Not even the whole way through. Like,
well, we're about to watch all 8 of them.
Wow.
Poppy,
okay.
Roll the tape.
Hit it! And then I'll hit you. Yeah. Hit it!
Well, I was an extra in the 3rd Harry Potter film.
No, you was. Are you serious?
Yeah, I was a Hufflepuff.
That is so you. That does not... That is even more you. Like, did they get the actors and put you in the house depending on actually what vibe you're giving, or was you just acting?
So all the brown kids were in Hufflepuff. So, yeah.
Like... Why did she not get cancelled sooner?
I don't know.
Oh my God, that is honestly so funny to me. Why is she allowed?
All the brown kids were in Hufflepuff, and then all of the ones who went to like the posh expensive acting school were in Gryffindor.
Why is that? Why are you not laughing? That is so funny.
I'm not laughing because it's trauma.
Yeah, and I'm not like, I'm just like, I can't believe that she's not got away with it so long until she started on the trans people. Like, how did she get away with doing that? I didn't even notice that. Well, I wouldn't have noticed it because I didn't watch the films, but...
Yeah, no one... I don't think anyone really noticed it, but if you watch it now...
Like, wait a minute.
Yeah, literally, all the white kids were in Gryffindor, apart from the actor who played Dean Thomas, who I looked too much like as a child. True story.
Oh. So you were an actor as a kid?
I tried to be.
I love that this is me interviewing you now. So I'm a sortilla.
Yeah, I quite like
Charmer girl. Oh my God, so you used to act. Would you still do acting? Would you go back into acting?
Well, if we remember my one episode of Hollyoaks,
yeah,
thank you.
I remember I got there first. Yeah, I do remember, yeah.
Will you act?
Well, the voice act, as the Daily Mail really enjoyed sticking that in the headline the other day. They were like, voice actor. I'm like, oh my God, that is so embarrassing. Sorry that Russell T. Davis doesn't think I'm pretty enough for the series.
Yet.
No, after I said the Prime Minister should kill himself, I've written aside. I saw one like a Doctor Who fan page on Twitter being like, we love Charlie Craigs, but like if you ever were hoping that Cleo Proctor would get written into the BBC TV version, it's probably not going to happen now.
No, I think you could. I think Cleo could
make... Cleo's a bad girl. Cleo's based on me and that's what Cleo would say the same thing.
Exactly. But Doctor Who redacted. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, Charlie Craig's redacted, as in I should redact myself.
No, you shouldn't at all.
I say.
Full disclosure, I was like, I have to have Charlie as a guest on this podcast because I knew that I would be able to then be like, and Charlie should have her own podcast.
Aww.
Because she's iconic. So I'm already making the pitch as we speak.
So yeah, this is why I love you so much. Actually, it's a good time before we get into it. I've got a present for you.
Oh my God, are we getting emotional?
Because you're so nice to me and you like gas me up all the time, but I want to gas you up for a second because you literally are. I said it the other day, you are the nation's sweetheart, like the gay nation's sweetheart, and I made you this. It's so random. I just was like, I made you this. It's you as in that episode where you're the like thing. I don't know how to say it, and I literally made it.
Thank you.
I painted a Medusa statue as you.
Are you joking?
It was actually a bit more like Veronica Green's character, but then I was like, I'll just paint it. I'll break off some of the snakes. Oh, because I love you. I really love you. I think you're honestly, I love you so much.
Oh, this is the nicest thing that... Well, it's one of the nicest things anyone's ever done for me.
I did it on camera so that I can redeem myself in the public eye. Uncancel me. I'm really nice.
I don't think you need any redeeming because I think everything that you do is pretty iconic, to be honest.
Love you.
We'll come back to Doctor Who Retracted. Yeah. Let's talk about I Have a Wikipedia Page.
I have a Wikipedia page!
Yes. Which...
The like, sound guy just looked up and was like, oh, it's ouch, job. My ears!
That's just going to be like peaking inaudible sound. Talk about it. What inspired that? It's not sci-fi, but we're doing it.
I mean, it's linked to sci-fi in that the headline that... So basically, I have moved recently and me moving shouldn't really have anything to do with it because I still live in the UK and we're under UK law, obviously. And trans people exist outside of London, surprisingly. But anyway, I went to my new GP, like told them basically, so like, I need to they just get my repeat prescription that I've been on for 10 years of my hormones that I jumped through all the hoops for 10 years ago, that I've done all the waiting for and the medicalized hoop jumping, like I said. And they're basically like, we don't know if we feel comfortable doing this. Like, we'll get back to you. Like, and then they never got back to me and I was chasing like every week. And bear in mind, like at this point, I've like run out of my hormones. Also at this point, I'm losing hair. Like literally when I was in Harrods today, like I looked in the mirror and the lady was like, oh, do you want us to like spray this in? Like I've lost hair now. So I'm like, great. I've like had 3 hair transplants and because I've got some fucking bumpkin, a country bumpkin GP who doesn't know how to fucking do her job, now I'm losing my hair. And I just, and like, it's just really upsetting to me that like, that they have this power that they can just like exert just willy-nilly, like, oh, we don't want to give you your hormones. Like, and it's off no real, like, because basically for anyone who doesn't know, like trans people have to go through the GIC, the gender identity clinic, and we do all, that's all under the NHS. It's just a specialized department. And it's so annoying that we have to go through that route when, first of all, cis people don't, like a cis person go to their doctor and be like, my mom could go and be like, hey, I'm menopausal, can I go on HRT? She would be like, they would say, yeah, you have autonomy over your body, like da-da-da. We have to wait like 5 years for an appointment at the GIC. Then we get an appointment, we jump through all the hoops and do all the fucking telling this random stranger, like whether we pee standing up or sitting down, whether we used to dress up as a girl as a child, whether we sleep with men or whatever. And then so we do all that hoop jumping, finally get on them. And then 10 years down the line, some fucking idiot can just be like, I don't think so. And like, she just has final say. And it's so upsetting. So yeah, I basically, I can't believe it. And like I said on my Instagram, so I went on Instagram saying like, this is just to let you guys know that the media are saying the opposite, like that essentially we're being rushed, especially teenagers are being rushed through transition. And I'm like, even the people who have gone the route, like that set out for us, like the route that they say, you have to do this and then you go here and then you get on your hormones. Even we are like being denied them and like, do you know what I mean? So please don't believe the media. Once I did that, the Daily Mail then shared like an art, like it was like an exclusive article all about me and my Instagram stories saying that I'm like gonna like take down trans activist and BBC Who spin-off star is gonna like take down her GP surgeon. I'm like, yeah, I am. Like, absolutely. Like, this, what, like, how have you spun me into the villain? Like, I've been denied healthcare that I pay taxes for as well. A lot of tax, by the way. Just bought a house. To like spin me as the victim and be like, oh, she's a horrible person. Like, she's gonna take down da da da. And then all the comments, like, she should be paying for this herself, is like, you will get your prescriptions for free. And probably half of you who read the Daily Mail aren't even working and paying taxes. I've paid a lot of tax. And also, everything else in front of you, I've paid for myself. Like, the one thing the NHS does for me as a trans person is subsidise my prescription, just like anyone's prescription. I pay £9. And it's just ridiculous to me that, like, oh yeah, that a GP can just be like, no, because she's jealous. She's jealous of all of this. You were born with estrogen in your body and you look like that. I mean, you could never. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go ham. I'm gonna get an extension. An extension on my house, not on my like legal extension. I'm gonna get a conservatory and a new kitchen. And
okay, weirdly, my brain went to extension on an essay, like it was an exam.
I'm gonna get a new kitchen, double extension
off the back of that.
Yeah, babes.
Work. That's horrible that you've had to deal with all of that.
Yeah, but it links in nicely to Doctor Who Redacted. Also, you asked me about Wikipedia page. In the article, they say, Charlie Craggs, who describes herself as the Grinch of the trans community. I was like, oh my God, iconic. They were like, she said, quotation marks, I'm Charlie Craggs, I have a Wikipedia page, which I said to them to let them know, like, oh, I'm not just some like stupid trans person who like doesn't know my rights. Like, I'm literally one of the most like well-known trans activists in this country slash in maybe even in the world at this point, not being big-headed, but also the truth.
But fair, that's true.
Like, I'm sorry, I have a BBC documentary, I have a book that's been out 10 years. I'm like, I'm hard in the game, been in the game a long time. Like, I've won so many awards, like I'm respected. So I was just letting them know, like, just so you know, like, I know my rights. And they were like, they took it out of context and were like, making me sound like, don't you know who I am? It wasn't that vibe, but also I'm fine with it being that vibe if they want it to be, because I'm, like I said, I'm the Grinch of the trans community. The public hate trans people and I'm going to give them something to hate. I actually am though. I'm like, I'm fine being the villain. We have Munro, we have Paris, we have Sean, we have all the nice trans girls. I will be the bad one.
Work.
Yeah, work. I'm the antithesis of you. You're like the nice drag queen, the Drag Race girl. You're like the nicest one, and I'm like the meanest trans girl.
I'm the Princess Diana of drag, and you're the Camilla of the trans community.
Yeah, I literally am.
Did you just say Camilla?
I am Camilla. Camzilla.
is this what the podcast has become?
Camzilla. That's like a sci-fi reference. We got a new Godzilla film coming out soon.
Called Camzilla.
Called something like King Kong versus... I know, because the guy I'm dating right now, who actually found me because of my Doctor Who spin-off, he slid in my DMs and now we're dating. He's told me all about King Kong Godzilla thing.
Wait, hang on. So you have found love because of Doctor Who Redacted?
Yes. literally, yeah, like this guy like messaged me just being like, I can't even remember. I think it wasn't even about Doctor Who, but then when we got to talking, he was like, oh, I've been following you since Redacted. You're so good. Da, da, da. And he was such a nice, like, cute, like, nerdy, wholesome guy. So, yeah.
Adorable. You're going to have to show me pictures.
I can. How is Jordan as well? I met Tia's boyfriend recently.
Oh, hard launch.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine.
Oh,
it's fine.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
Okay. Oh.
I met his family. Yeah. So
oh,
I think
my
we're
God.
In...
Wow. Yeah, so you're at that level. You went back to Essex.
I did. Oh gosh, you remember?
He's an Essex boy. Yeah, of course I remember. I loved him. He was so nice.
We were born in the same hospital.
I know he was.
Yeah. Oh.
Out of the same vagina, allegedly.
No, definitely not. Yeah, no. There's no twincest happening in this. No, yeah, really good. We're having a lovely time.
Aww.
The one thing is, we're yet to start watching Doctor Who because he fell off Doctor Who after, I think, Matt Smith. So I need to get him back on Doctor Who. And we're going
to get me back on Doctor Who because Matt Smith means nothing. I don't even know what that means in the grand scheme of things. Like,
wait, so you're in the Doctor Who universe or the Hooniverse, as it's called.
Well, I was. I don't, yeah, like I said, I'm not going to hold my breath for a cameo in the TV version after my naughty, naughty comments.
Well, you never know. Juno might bring back Redacted.
Maybe. I don't know if I'll go back. I loved Juno. I'm so, so grateful for her, like, writing me into this thing. But I'm not going to lie, the BBC pays shit. I'm sorry, but I've got a mortgage to pay now. So, yeah.
You're incredible. I have the most fear about saying things
I'll say
like,
it
all
for
the time.
You. You should be paying Tia more too. So I'll say it. I'm not afraid of saying things. Like I said, I'm the opposite of you. I am Camilla. Carmilla.
Lady Di. Maybe we could do a musical.
I'm down.
Maybe it's a sci-fi musical.
Two, the musical.
Yeah.
Instead of six.
Yeah, just two. But
two.
It's Diana and Camilla. Back from the dead. Camilla's not dead.
Drag me to hell, but with Diana dragging her to hell. Also, Team Diana.
Hashtag Team Diana. I love how chaotic this. Back to your romance.
You're like, we will not be demonetized. Back to...
No, but I'm interested in your romance because obviously it sprung from like you doing... voice acting.
Voice acting is so naff. I need to. Can someone watching like help me get onto like? I need like an. To be fair, I don't apply for acting jobs. I didn't even apply for that. Like they came to me, but like I need to I need to be a real actress just so I can say I'm not just a voiceover actress anymore. I don't want to be a BB. I don't want the Daily Mail being able to say that in the next headline about me. Calling me a voiceover actress. Really felt like they were calling me ugly, like saying she has a face for BBC Radio, not for TV.
It's okay. Luckily, this podcast has visuals as well. So.
And that's why I wore this small little skirt.
Just for you.
Like, you can probably see everything and I'm fine with that.
I'm at peace with that.
I am a taken woman though now.
Yes.
So please divert your eyes away from
a lovely... Are you allowed to say the name or is that private?
Connor! Yeah, I've got a feeling. It wouldn't surprise me if he ends up being... The one. I had a psychic tell me that I'm going to meet my one this year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And she's good. She's really good. I did like a tarot class. She does tarot and she's really good. She came up with like a method. She's like really respected in the field. And like, she was like giving me my reading and was like, oh, you're going to find love. And I was like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, because I've not had a boyfriend since I was like 17, 18. That was like my last proper boyfriend. And I'm 32 now. So I'm thinking, yeah, when's it going to be? Like, and I've just always been on my own. So I'm thinking, yeah, it's probably going to be like 10 years. I can't fucking wait that long. I'm tired. And then, so she was like, no. She was like, if I can see it on the cards, it's coming sometime soon. So then I thought, oh, maybe like 5 years. And then she was like, no. Like, it means like it's within the next year if I can see it on the cards.
Wow.
And she was like, maybe like summertime I can see like... She goes, yeah. And I was like, oh, wow. So that's exciting, isn't it? It'll be exciting. I think I'm more excited to see if she's right or wrong than if he's right or wrong. Like, as in, like, if the guy's, I don't really mind if he's right or wrong. He's lovely, but I want to see if she's actually right.
That's incredible. And
yeah.
Maybe he's listening. Who knows?
He will be.
Oh.
Oh, he will be.
Hey, Connor.
Oh.
Hi, Connor.
That's so cute.
Hi, Jordan.
Oh, my God. Yeah, hi, Jordan as well. Oh, my God.
This is a test.
Double date.
This is actually a test. Don't tell them to listen to it, and then we'll see if they're like,
oh my God. I heard this. What would I say if I know that he can't hear, but he might hear? What would you say? I'm trying to think of something funny to say.
Oh, I don't think I would.
Yeah, no, I don't want to know what you're going to say. I'm like 2 dates in, so we're still like
okay, wholesome
and lovely.
You're showing your best
self. We literally just like cuddled in bed. That's as far as we've gone. We've not done anything more than that. Because I'm Christian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can't relate.
No, I normally can't. But like if I like a boy, I'm like that. And I like him.
That's so lovely. He's and all nice. Of that because of Doctor Who.
All of that because of Doctor... Wait, Doctor Who? Who?
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who? Doctor Who? That's my I have never watched Doctor Who joke.
Oh, okay, well.
Who?
You literally never watched it?
Until I did Redacted on the first day of filming, they were like, Charlie, we can tell you've never watched this before. You need to go home and watch a few episodes. I was like, okay. I went home, loved it. Like, I was really surprised.
So good.
I watched the Billy Piper series.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, so camp. Like, the reason I never watched it because I thought it wouldn't be for me because I was like, oh, it's a bit like all the boys. I went to an all boys school and all the boys, like, there was like the bad boys and then like the nerdy boys and they're like, yeah. And then there was me who was a girl. And then, not in school, but yeah, the nerdy boys who would watch it, I'm like, I'm not like them. So I just assumed I wouldn't like it. And I knew it was like quite. Like sci-fi. I never watched Star Wars or anything like that. I've like never seen anything nerdy. So like, I was like, it's probably not for me. But when I watched it, when the BBC people told me to, I was like, the Billy Piper one is so camp, but it's literally like gay coded.
Literally.
Like, she is a gay icon. Her mum is even more of a gay icon.
Jackie Tyler.
Trying to give the doctor a blowjob.
Right.
Me. Literally, like, if Jodie Whittaker wasn't the doctor when I was doing it, I would have as well. No, I really would.
Wait, wasn't Jackie in Redacted? Rose's mum.
Oh, sorry, but I'm not Rose.
No, but Rose's mum, wasn't she in...
Oh, do you know what? Maybe that's an Easter egg that went over my head.
Because your character Cleo used to get babysat by Rose.
By Rose, yeah.
Yeah, and I think Camilla, who plays Jackie, I think she was in an episode, or at least she was referenced.
I didn't even realise. Oh my God, I'm so... Honestly, it's wasted on me. Like, that whole experience, like, some people would have died to have been in the... universe, and I'm
me.
Just like, yeah, I'm like,
literally,
I was like rooting for them to put you in it. Like, I remember I was like, hint, make Tia Coffey my love interest.
Well, allegedly, it was close to happening.
I know, I heard, and I was the one, I was like, very much like,
this is why we need a new season of Doctor Who Redacted.
I would come back and do it just for you, honestly, if for you, I would.
Maybe I'll talk to Juno and I'll just write it and be like, can you pitch this to Russell?
I would. Just for you.
Yeah. This whole podcast is just an extended way of me trying to get into Doctor Who somehow.
Honestly, it should have happened. Like, Russell loves you as well. Like, at Student Pride, Russell really loves you.
Oh, Russell, I'll play the Doctor. Thanks.
Calling all passionate Goat Guns fans. Your desk is calling and it wants a new Goat Gun. We're thrilled to announce the release of a new model and attachments. Start or grow your collection with the finest miniature die-cast products on the market. Explore our website now to see the latest releases and treat yourself or a friend. Don't wait. These models won't be available forever. Get yours at GoatGuns.com.
Okay, imagine I'm playing the Doctor, you're playing Cleo. We're on, like, Doctor Who, the TV series. Where would you want to go in all of space and time? Connor can come as well.
Can Jordan?
Yeah.
We have a double date there. Okay. Yeah. Anywhere in space and time. Honestly, back to school, like back to my all-boys school that I just mentioned in Hounslow. Wow. Can you imagine going to a rough all-boys school in Hounslow? I would go back, all four of us, and just beat up everyone. Just like rampage through the school, just like hitting kids.
You said it, so it's true.
I said it, I would do it. Honestly, my biggest regret in life is like not fighting more in school. I had 2 like physical fights and then those people never ever like started on me ever again. And honestly, I'm like the biggest, you know, a lot of like celebrities or media people like, I don't condone violence, you know, like be the big, I'm like, bitch, fucking never mind, be the bigger person, be the fucking, give them the bigger slap. Like, I'm like, be the bigger person just by being bigger because you're there on the floor and you're up there. You're bigger. Like, honestly, I'm all for queer kids fighting back and I wish I'd fought back more.
Do you know,
Oh my God, the police are coming! Because they heard what I just said.
I have everything that I really want to go back to school and, like, tell the teachers who I, like, were not necessarily on board with me, like, tell them exactly what, like, trauma they caused by just being awful people.
I would do that as well.
Giving like detentions for no reason and things like that. And I think I can do that. Like I want to do that with words and go back there and be like, you were great. Your husband was horrible to me because I had two teachers who were married.
I'll go back with you and do it. And I'll be on hand. You can do the words. Mm-hmm. And if they don't listen to words, we know what's going to happen. The Grinch of the trans community is with you.
We'll get them on the floor.
Camilla is coming to your school.
This is honestly, I don't think I've said like a bad word on this podcast so far. So I don't know how
boring.
Many
people. Well, it's time for you to be the naughty Drag Race girl.
I think I am.
Give the gays what they want, Tia.
I already think I am.
Who is your least favourite Drag Race UK undercooked? No!
I was about to answer. I was ready.
Yes! Answer! Answer! And I'll say my... No, I won't say... yeah, I can say one, actually.
Wait, this is so naughty. Can we, like... Can we answer, but can you beep it?
Yeah. So you don't have to beep my one, but you can if you want.
Who's my least favourite one? Okay, you first.
Vicky Vivacious pushed me at the premiere of The Last Drag Race and I still don't go over it. It was only like, it wasn't like she went, move out of the way, but it was like, she guided me out of her way. And I remember like feeling a hand on my back and being like pushed. I was like, who the fuck are you pushing? Who are you pushing, ma'am? I have more Instagram followers than you and I have not been on Drag Race. You are not better than me. You don't get to push me. Anyway, and I bring up every chance I can get. I literally, whenever I get asked to do like a Drag Race adjacent thing, I'll be like, Vicky Vivacious, push me. And you can leave that in here. I really don't need it beeped. She needs to know.
What I need above all is for this to be the launch of the Charlie Cracks podcast.
Well, there's people, I'll say this as well. There's people on your season who weren't very nice to you who I didn't follow until very recently when I realized you're actually fine with them now. Yeah. Who I was so angry at how they treated you that I'm such like I'm a loyal bitch. And if they were rude to my queen, to my Tia, I'm not going to follow them. And I felt so weird because I pretty much followed everyone from the whole franchise because we were bumping into each other. And I was like, so yeah, anyway, I saw you're fine with them, so I followed them. But I have your back, Tia. Tell me, who don't you like?
And I will always have yours. No, that's really difficult.
No, you said you were going to do it and you led me on to doing mine and I said mine.
Do you know, I did have previous with the person that you have mentioned, but we have put our differences aside.
Okay.
Since then, I'll forgive, but I don't always forget.
No, and as you should, I don't think anyone should. Like, honestly, I'm just, even like hearing you, like when you cried on one of the latest episodes and said about what you were going through during that season. And I'm like, and these fucking cunts were being so mean. I'm like, I'm fuming. I'm like, because I'm all for like clapping back and stuff, but I never clap first. Like, I'll never be mean first.
Yeah.
I'm a Grinch, but only when to people who are nasty. So it just really annoyed me. I was like, why did people have to be so mean? Like, you know, like if I was there on your season, I would have had your back so hard.
Thank you.
I really would.
It's a difficult environment. Oh.
Love you, Tia Coffee.
Love you too.
No, I really do.
This is a gorgeous episode that's nothing to do with sci-fi.
It's actually so like this.
We've been on a roller coaster.
You're a Libra, right?
I'm such a Libra.
Yeah, and I'm a Pisces. I don't know what that means for doing this, but I just know that that's my energy. I feel like you're very this probably. You're quite balanced, right?
So I come across, I think, as like very like chill and calm to people, but in my head, I'm like living in extremes. But it just centers overall. So like I have all the anxiety in here and then the words that come out will be like, no, I'm fine. And then like it just sort of like balances this like very calm energy, which is wild because I think I'm like, woo! And then Jordan's like, you're the calmest person ever. And I'm like, oh.
You are really calm. I felt so calm presenting with you the other day at Student Pride.
That was fun.
You made me feel really grounded.
Aww.
No, you really did. You were really like what I needed in that moment.
Well, same, because you made me feel like very supported and I was like super nervous
about
it.
With my knowledge of Student Pride, that's all I brought to the conversation. Since 2005, Student Pride, literally like just my like...
Not at all. You also brought like great energy, good like personality. It was fun. Oh, like we had a gorgeous time. And we'll be back again next year.
I hope so. I'd like to be able to, because I had all the Daily Mail stuff going on then and I was just like, I really hope I get to show... what I'm actually like. I think I'm pretty good. I think I'm pretty funny and it'd be nice to prove it. Not, I was like disassociating on the stage with you. I was like, I was so sad. So
it's such a tough time.
Yeah, it was
People at home thinking that we haven't spoken about science fiction, but we have been talking about the Daily Mail and that's definitely not fact. So,
and there isn't much science to it too.
Yeah, true.
When they're, yeah, do you know what I mean?
What? No, yeah, it's just fiction.
Yeah, just fiction.
Just made up. We should probably talk about sci-fi things.
Yes.
What do you like?
Let me think of science sci-fi. I'll talk about her again. Oh my God, what's her name? Jackie Tyler. Honestly, I could do a whole podcast about how much I loved her in those first few episodes that I watched to like, acquaint myself with the Who jargon and the Who-niverse. Mm-hmm. And just like seeing her drop those fucking J. Norman bags on the escalator when the mannequins started moving, I about pissed myself. I literally was like, drop them on me, mum. Because honestly, like, oh my God. The fact that she dropped them, like, why? She could have just ran with them. She was drop, yeah.
I'm pretty sure there was like a camera zoom as well at that point.
Literally. And the fact that it was a Jane Norman bag as well. Like, is Jane Norman still a thing?
No, but you know that she was a Jane Norman girlie.
She stocked up, so she doesn't need it to be a thing anymore because she got the goods.
See, Rose Tyler growing up, do you know what she wore? Tammy girl. Fact.
Really?
Absolutely.
Love that.
That's the energy. Yeah, maybe we should do like a Jackie Tyler, Cleo Proctor crossover. Like, they steal the TARDIS. And just have a great time.
Oh, I mean,
like looking for Rose. That year when Jackie thinks Rose is like dead.
Dead, yeah.
Maybe it's like you and Jackie like searching the earth, trying to find her.
She would decorate the TARDIS. Yeah, she would paint everything grey and velvet and B&M and Home Goods.
Do you know, I love it. I love her B&M. Yeah. I really do.
I do as well.
I could get lost in there.
I do as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still not sci-fi.
That's the Essex in you and the council state in me. Where that's where we intersect.
That is the midpoint.
Yeah.
God, sometimes I am a bit Essex and I forget about it.
I love that. I don't like, I would never have known you're Essex.
Yeah, people don't think I am.
No, I would never have guessed. I was going to say something and I was like, I'm not getting cancelled again. So I'm not saying that because it's not meant in that way. I was going to say you don't speak very Essex.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, but I know there's no way to be blah, blah, blah. Suck my ass. Anyway, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. That's not a compliment. That's not an insult coming from me with my fucking horrible accent, but yeah.
No, I don't. I think it was like neither of my parents, obviously, my mum's from Nigeria and my dad didn't grow up in Essex, although he was actually born in Essex and I didn't find that out until I was about 20. But yeah, they don't sound like they're from Essex, so I sound like my parents and not.
Were they London based when the majority of their lives? Or did they move out to Essex? Like, did your mum, where did she come over to? Where was she living at first?
She was like living in like, I think she was in Brighton and then Manchester.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then they moved down to Stratford and then like out to Essex.
Oh, love that.
We've really not spoken about anything geeky. Do you like Buffy or Charmed or like...
Girl, I didn't have those channels growing up. We weren't bougie living in Essex. You had houses with stairs. I lived in a flat.
Wait, Charmed was on Channel 5.
Oh, was it? Well, yeah. I wasn't old enough to know that, probably. I'm old. I'm 32. How old are you?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Good point. Sorry.
I have a Wikipedia page, but is it accurate? That's the question.
My one is not accurate. Ollie, our mutual friend, Ollie James Parr, mentioned that they were like a very ambiguous... Charlie is born between 1991 and 1992 or 1992 and 93 or something. I don't know why they don't have my actual birthday.
Ollie James Parr's age is science fiction as well because Ollie's been 29 every birthday for the last like 10 years.
Well, I was that. And that's why I've mentioned my age a few times now because I've freed myself of the shackles and I'm like, I want to encourage other people to because it's really not scary on the other side. And like, it's scary while you're lying and being like, because I was literally forever 29. Like I was 29 for about 4 years. Because I was like, once I hit 30, I'm not going to get ads and I'm not going to, because a lot of my stuff is like influencer stuff or even like moving into acting. I was like, well, I'm not going to get any gigs being not in my 20s. And I'm like, I think the people I'm trying to appeal to aren't really in their 20s either. So it's actually fine. I was like,
true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, the TikTok generation don't get me maybe, or like the Gen Z, whatever they're called. But like, that makes me sound so older than Gen Z. But as in, I'm fine with that because like I resonate more with the people my age, which I'm fine with. Like that I pissed off the Gen Zs recently where like I made it like a, you know, they just can't take a joke a lot of them. And I said something like, I'm technically straight. And they were like, what's technically straight? This is a red. And they didn't clock that I'm trans. They were like, they literally thought I was just like a cis girl being like, I'm like straight people versus me. And it's like, you're straight too. And I'm like, I'm trans and I'm pan. Like I was like, and they're like, oh, sorry, I just didn't know. And it's like, or like, but then one of the, I love this, that they're the eight thing where they will say eight. Like they're like, oh, some little gay boy commented on it being like, you really thought you ate with this, but you choked on the first crumb. And I was like, and I was like, listen here, I was giving hand jobs in the music room in my old boys' school. I was gay before you were a sperm. Like, I was like, literally like, I'm an honorary gay. Like, I'm sorry that you find that offensive. I'm a gay man trapped in a woman's body. You don't get to tell me I'm not. If Rachel Dolezal, whatever her name can be transracial, I am... homo racial. Oh, no, not that. Trans homo or something. I don't know. I'm something where I'm just like, I'm still a gay kind of. I'm a gay who took it a little bit too far. I'm definitely still a bit gay. And I'm pan.
You can say all these things.
I can. Because I'm mother. I got called mother for the first time. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. Your excitement.
Do you get called mother like every day? You're bored of it.
Occasional mothers. I don't get as many mothers as Marina, but I get occasional mothers.
But you're my mother, and that's why. Marina, no offense, Marina, but Marina doesn't have this. This zoom in, look how amazing that is.
This, the first that annual Charlie Crags I have a Wikipedia page award goes to.
Yeah, literally.
You should do awards. You know how they have like the Razzies for like the worst films of the year?
Actually, maybe.
You should be like, and the rudest queen of the year goes to.
Yeah, literally.
The Chazzies.
That's actually quite a good idea.
That's so good.
Actually, that's a really good idea, but like mean awards. You know, I do like my clapbacks. I could do like...
Clapback, yes.
Yeah.
I think you just need to have a whole series of like a whole load of things because I'm obsessed. Like every I have a Wikipedia page, I'm like, well, there's been two. But like...
The fact that you know there's been two makes me so happy. What? Like the fact that you're like, that you know, even know who I am.
I like tested the water on the first one because I was like, I don't know what I can and can't say because obviously I was going to say Tories. But then I saw like everyone said it. So like the latest one, I said my ex as the answer.
You should tell me their name and I'll tag them when I put up the real answer. I'll be like, the answer was...
No, I can't.
No.
I want no association. Yeah, no, but it's just really fun. We haven't spoken about anything geeky or anything sci-fi.
I spoke about Jackie Tyler. Is that her name, Tyler? Jackie Tyler. I still don't even know her name. I didn't even know if it's Jackie. I spoke about Doctor Who Redacted. Mm-hmm. I can tell you a tidbit from my Doctor Who Redacted filming experience.
Oh, let's do that.
Yeah, this is a really good one. Met Jodie Whittaker because she was pregnant during filming. So she has a record. It was during like COVID times. I remember wearing masks like all the time. And she was filming separate because she was pregnant. Mm-hmm. But then like they got me and her together on the last day to like take press shots for when they were doing the press around it.
Yeah.
So I got to meet her and I was like, oh my God, like love, like queen. Then I was like, everyone was getting for like June, I got a photo of her. And I was like, I want to get a photo of her as well. But I was like, I want to do a video. And I just watched, like they told me to watch a few episodes. So I'd watched the one, like the first episode of Billy Piper where she's like doing something. Anyway, and there's a quote that I loved. And like, I said, Jodie, I was like, let's act this out for my Instagram, which I haven't posted yet, which maybe I'll post after this comes out. And it was the one where she's like, oh, I can't help you, doctor. I've got no GCSEs. I've got no job. Oh, I know what I do have though, a bronze in the gymnastics regional something or other. And then she like swings on a rope. And then I was like acting with Jodie Whittaker. And I think she didn't even know what, like, I don't know if she got the reference. She was just like, I think she's actually another one who said she didn't really watch Doctor Who before it.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so she was just looking at me like, where is this going? And I was like, I can't help you, Doctor. I have no GCSEs. I have no job. Oh, I know what I do have, though. These lovely big tits. And literally Jodie Whittaker, pregnant Jodie Whittaker, almost like shout her baby, literally. She was laughing. So I wish that I got to be like on like her, like an accomplice for her or on like the TV version because like she got me. Okay. She got me. She was really an ally. She was really given ally.
A fierce ally.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, you have to post it.
I will after this.
Well, on that note, I like to always do a scene with my special guest. And I feel like you kind of hinted that you want to do that Billy Piper scene.
I'll do it. But who are you and who am I?
Oh, that's a good question.
Which tit are you and which tit am I?
I feel like you have to be Rose.
Okay.
Let's bring it, Producer Poppy. That's your new name. Poppy, bring in the script. So, we're going to do the scene from the Nestine Chamber.
I love the Nestine Chamber.
That's my favourite chamber.
It's my favourite as well.
Do you want to be Rose?
I don't mind. Do you want to be Rose? Because I feel like I've just been Rose, if we're going to keep that clip in. I feel like you should get a chance to. And you should do it and then replace the last line with, I did my lovely big tits and you should say something else as well.
I don't. No, the only thing that's in my head that I can say there is
fuck her right in the pussy. Oh,
is only for Jordan.
Okay.
Shall I be the Doctor and Mickey, and you be Rose, so you can have your like Rose Tyler fantasy?
Okay.
Or do you want to be another part?
I don't mind.
I'll switch between Northern and London. So if I'm Northern, I'm the Doctor. If I'm London or maybe Essex, I'm Mickey. Right, the Doctor's Northern, which I can do. Get out, Rose! Just get out! Run!
At the stairs of God!
That was you again.
Oh, I'm a really good actress normally. I haven't got the key!
We're going to die. No. Time Lord. Just leave him. There's nothing you can do.
I've got no A-levels. I've got no job. No future. Where am I? She grabs an axe. I grabbed an axe. Here's my axe. But I tell you what I have got. Jericho Street Junior School Under 7 Gymnastic Team. I've got the bronze. That was so much more wordy than I remember. Like Jericho, what is it? Jericho.
I don't remember how
Jericho
saying
Street
that.
Jericho Street Junior Under 7s Gymnastic. Go, Under 7s.
Who was doing gymnastics when they were 6?
Rose Tyler, apparently.
Rose Tyler.
And Jackie Tyler was sucking off the coach afterwards.
And I feel like that's a great way to end.
Yeah, same. I love that.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Tia Coffee.
Thanks. What are you up to? What's your life? Tell us things.
Oh, God. I'm going to start my own podcast. I've been meaning to for a long time. I've got my On My Cream Sofa Shitty Dating Stories with Charlie Craggs after
I actually am.
So if you have a shitty dating story, I would love to have you on the podcast, Tia Coffee.
Oh, my God, that would
be
gorgeous.
You can't say no now because I'm on yours.
No, literally, I have to. And I want to.
So you better, if you haven't got a shitty dating story, you better have one in between now and me filming it.
No, you better
shit up those walls.
Right. I have a few, so don't worry about that.
Thank you, Tia Coffee.
No,
I love you.
I'll see you on your podcast.
See you on my podcast.